You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. We've been looking to China periodically for a look at what our post-pandemic future might be like. Almost all parts of that country are out of an economic lockdown, and in theory, people can travel freely, at least within the country. But without a vaccine, there are still many measures in place to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. More now from our China correspondent, Jennifer Pak.
Shanghai is a concrete jungle, so my vacation escape is the lush greenery in southwestern China's Yunnan province, 1,600 miles away. What should have been a 3.5-hour flight took more than half a day. So here are some tips for traveling in a COVID-19 world.
And all overseas travelers who have come into contact with history.
Tip number one, book more time off. It'll take longer to reach your vacation spot. Flights in and out of my destination city of Dali were cut by more than half. The fastest route? Fly from Shanghai to the provincial capital of Kunming, hop on a high-speed train to Dali, take a Didi, which is like the Uber or Lyft of China. 12 hours later, arrive at the ancient village of Shuanglang. Travel tip number two. Don't expect much social distancing. There was not one empty seat on this plane from Shanghai to Kunming. Even when space isn't confined, like at Mount Tangshan UNESCO Geopark, tourists waiting to get in stand shoulder to shoulder. Travel tip number three, forget data privacy. When I land in Kunming, an announcement orders me to scan a QR code, enter my travel history. Once I get a green QR code, I can exit the airport. But a green QR code is not enough to get into the train station. At one point, three men in hazmat suits from the police, health bureau, and railway authority hover over my passport to take photos. Then they send them on WeChat to, well, I don't know who. Anyways, there is zero end-to-end encryption on this app. Travel tip number four. Don't get sweaty or you won't pass fever checks. I nearly didn't get a foot massage because I ran from the rail station to the spa. My temperature measured 100 degrees, which the authorities say indicates a fever, a symptom of the coronavirus. But the staff tell me, sit and wait until my temperature drops within normal range. Luckily, they were desperate for my business. Travel tip number five. Policies and enforcement will not be consistent, like at the entrance of Shuanglang Village. A security guard tells me to scan a different QR code from the one at the airport to check in. But he doesn't check other tourists. It's even more confusing for businesses. Officials say they want people to travel and spend, but when I stay at this boutique hotel in Sizhou, a restored heritage site, the usual crowds are gone, in part because some schools in China prevent families from traveling. There is a fear of a second wave of infections, says the hotel's co-owner, Brian Linden, a Chicago native.
I'm willing to accept the capriciousness of some of the policies, mainly because I believe they're not being made for financial somebody's pocket. I think they're being made for the best interest of the country.
Plus, he says if someone in the tourist area catches the coronavirus, his business might have to close again. 13 QR code scans, 8 registrations in person, and more than half a dozen fever checks later, I can finally enjoy my vacation. In Yunnan province, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.